You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Having control over your healthcare is a relief. Yet so many Americans struggle to find that freedom at a price they can afford. That's why Christians across the country are turning to Redeem HealthShare Ministry. Choose your doctors, your hospitals, your treatments, all while keeping costs low. At Redeem, faith meets real affordability and the freedom to care your way. It's healthcare that lifts your spirit. Join the community today at redeemhealthshare.org.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, back at a Chuckery Show, halfway home on this Thursday evening with you. 404-726-0929. That is the Solomon Brothers Diamond text line to be a part of the show. Odyssey app site, catches on the go. Social media at 929 The Game, at JMCH316 on Twitter, at the D Lewis for real on his personal Twitter page. We'll get to that's live coming up here in about 20 minutes from right now. But AJ Terrell joined our midday show of Andy and Randy a little bit earlier on as some of the guys were coming over and chatting with our shows here today. So let's see what AJ Terrell had to say, and then we'll comment on the back end of this.
I really feel like I'm a vet after this year, for real. When I clear four, going into five.
Right.
Because there are, you know, it happens. New coach, turnover, stuff like that.
Yep.
You're, I think, one of the five longest tenured guys.
Yeah.
Like, you look around, it's a lot of new faces.
Yeah, it's a lot of new faces. I don't really know on that part, but I know it's a lot of new faces. Sure. It's definitely new people from when I first came in. I don't think it's nobody but Grady right now.
Does that mean, is that leadership? Is that something that you welcome? What's that like for you?
I've been felt like it was leadership since year two. So being able to have the role, it's not new to me. It's just doing the right thing at the right time. So just having new faces in the room with Jesse as well. You know, we got a lot of leadership at all positions right now.
It's been a lot, like you were saying, a lot of turnover. You got a lot of new corner mates. Like you said, you got Jesse Bates back there. How has that been so far? I know it's early, second day of practice and everything, but y'all did do OTAs.
Yep.
How's that been, just trying to get all that that chemistry together back there?
Yeah, like you just said, chemistry, the main thing. That's what, you know, camp all about. So just doing everything right, from film all the way out on the field and off the field as well, just getting together, going to games and eating and stuff like that. All the DBs, we get into that.
AJ Terrell joining us here on the midday show with Andy and Randy. And look, I get it. Your position, a lot of it is I'm me. I'm on an island. I'm one-on-one. I've got to handle my business. What's the main thing that a guy like Jesse Bates, or other guys in the secondary, but a guy like that can do to help make your job easier?
Take risks. You know what I mean? Be more aggressive. Knowing that I got, you know, help over top. And you know, that's what he provides, just being smart, letting me play well, let me do what I do, and, you know, he'll play off me and vice versa.
Go back to your offseason. What were some of the things that you work on? Because as long as you're working, you'll always get better. What were some of the things that you did this offseason to form your game a little bit more?
It's crazy. Like, a lot of people always got something in particular. For me, it's everything.
Right.
You know, I'm trying to tap in everything. Just knowing you got new talent coming in, you know, every year. From my class on,
right.
You know, the game just growing. So it's never really nothing in particular. I'm working on press, off man.
But you prefer press, though, right?
Yeah, I prefer press. Yeah. But I'm working everything, because you just never know what position you may be in the game. You never know what you're going to get. You never know what the coaches may ask for.
Right.
So being prepared in all aspects is best for me. And just taking care of my body as well.
Did they give you any instruction on that going into the offseason? It's like, hey, obviously, we feel you're very, very strong here.
Yep.
We need to maybe work on this.
Yeah, they let you know. They let you know. They tell you certain things you need to do, but
What'd they tell you?
What I just told you. But like I said, you just need to work on everything. Right. You know, it's nothing in particular they could tell you. If you want to be the best, you just need to work on your whole craft.
Right.
So that's what I was doing this offseason. And then the thing about being a pro, you know, coming in out of Clemson, you know, my rookie year and stuff like that, when the offseason is over, you know, in college, you got a schedule of when you need to be back, when y'all going to start training as a group.
Right.
But when you going into offseason as a pro, you got to handle all that on your own. You got to start up when you going to start up. And you got to know what you want to work on and all those type of things. So just knowing when to start, when to rest and stuff like that. You know, everybody window is different because right. Some may go to the playoffs, some not.
Right.
You just got to know when to start back up.
New scheme, new coordinator. Is the scheme any different than you've been playing in since your previous years?
Yeah, you know, schemes, they all got their own wrinkle. Ours is, you know, let us play free. You know, a lot of defensive schemes we played in is always free. You just want to play to your personnel, really.
Right.
But, you know, I like what Coach Nielsen got us doing with just being aggressive and letting us attack the whole time and have fun doing it.
What about from a personality standpoint? How is Ryan Nielsen as a coach compared to Dean Pease?
You know, Coach Pease, you know, a legend in the game, you know. I enjoyed, you know, playing for him, and, you know, I had an all-pro year with him.
You did?
And, you know, hat goes off to him for sure. And, you know, with Nielsen, it's just, you know, his first year being in D.C., and, you know, like I said, he aggressive. So I like that. You know, he just let us play and put hands on people. So that's his whole concept right now.
You look like you put on a little weight because, you know, you are a two-way corner. You do play the run. You know, You play the run. You contain, you support, all those different things. You put on any weight this offseason?
Yeah, I put on too much weight. I had to dumb it down a little bit. I had – usually, you know, when I came in, I was like 195. I'm a rookie. I came in. I stepped on the scale this offseason. I was at 207.
Uh-oh.
You know, I had to get back down to 200. You know, that's my playing weight, about 200, 195 during the season in that little window. Okay.
AJ Terrell joining us here on the Midday Show with Andy and Randy. Like, one of the cool things about having you drafted here is you're from here, right?
Yep.
I mean, you got family that have been Falcons fans longer than you've been a Falcon. When you talk to them this offseason, what's the vibe? Like, what's the optimism level for what this football team could be?
Come on, man. You know the fans always trying to, hey, what's going on? What are we going to do? Listen, you know, we going to do what we're supposed to do.
Right.
You know, just this right here. The most important time of football season is camp right here.
Yeah.
You know, building the chemistry. And we got a lot of new faces, you know, a lot of people confident in what we look like on paper. And we know that. So we just got to go out there every day and, you know, handle business in between the lines and practice and build the chemistry and get it going when we go out there and practice and, you know, preseason into the season where we play in real games in week one.
All right, last one for me. Obviously, your defense, so you go against the offense, ones versus ones. How's that been as far as, you know, the new quarterback, new weapons, the growth of going against Drake? Obviously, iron sharpens iron, so I'm sure first one-on-ones is y'all two against each other.
Yep.
How's that been so far going against this offense?
The offense, you know, everybody is good. Like you said, everybody just growing right now. We really still getting into the groove right now. We finna start turning the heat up a little bit more these next couple of days, but everybody looking good. Everybody's body is good. You know, trying to build chemistry right now. That's the main thing.
What do you think the pass catchers specifically? What kind of problems are they going to give opposing defenses?
Which you mean?
The guys, the wide receivers, and Pitts too. The guys that are going to be catching the ball.
Yeah, look good, man. We young, whole young core. Got a lot of talent. Everybody got a chip on their shoulder, a lot to prove. So. I expect big things, and, you know, they're going against, you know, the top right now in our secondary right now in practice, so they're going to get the best work and be ready for game day.
Well, my man, we did appreciate your time and everything. Once you stay healthy and everything like that, because you know how great – we know how great you are. You've gotten better every year you've been in the league, and it's just another big year for
you,
man.
Definitely.
So be blessed and stay healthy, my brother.
Thank you.
So one of the things I wish Andy and Randy would have asked him is – the influence that Jerry Gray has brought to this team, because if you hear from Jaire Alexander, who's one of the best corners in the NFL, he's been a terrific corner for the Packers. He talks about how much Jerry Gray has an influence in him over his career, And obviously we know what he did with Cam Chancellor and Earl Thomas as rookies for the Seattle Seahawks, right? He was the defensive backs coach there while Dan Quinn was down in Florida. But, you know, again, Quinn helped build But Jerry Gray was a big influence, and I would have liked to have heard them ask him what kind of influence Jerry Gray has been for this team. Because again, I keep saying I think it's the low key best move that the Falcons did this offseason was bring a guy like Jerry Gray in. I love that move, and I think that, you know, he talked about Dean Pease and he got him an All Pro season. I think Jerry Gray is going to help do that for. And again, I know Ryan Nielsen is the DC. But I think Jerry Gray is going to be a guy that's going to help bring A.J. Terrell back to top form. You know, I think A.J. Terrell is more like the corner that we saw a couple of years ago than we probably saw last year. Now, last year he had some issues, and last year he did have some moments where he got burnt. But I think A.J. Terrell is a guy that is closer to what he was a couple of seasons ago. Now, that may not translate into a second-team All-Pro type of deal, but I think he's still one of the better cornerbacks in the NFL. I think he's still one of the top corners in the league. He may not be Sauce Gardner and the explosion that he had in the NFL. He may not even be Jair Alexander, but I think Terrell is one of the better corners. And I think if Jeff Okuda can get it together and he can stay healthy and figure some things out, they could have a really dynamic duo. They could have a couple of guys that could be shut down caliber guys. And one of the things that AJ has talked about is having Jeff Okuda here, because they came out in the same draft and they've gone through some of the same things and this, that, and whatever. You know, I do like the fact that they have a bond with one another and they are, you know, learning, you know, about what they both went through, right? I mean, that, you know, again, and they've played the same amount of time in the league. So I like that kind of formation of that friendship that those two guys are putting together. And again, whether Okuda is here next year or not, that remains to be seen. You know, whether he blows up with a big-time performance and gets a big contract, or he stinks up the joint, or he can't stay healthy, I don't know. I mean, again, we'll talk about that, you know, conversation, you know, come next spring, next summertime. But obviously, I'd love to see a Jeff Okuda be here. I'd love to see him, you know, translate everything and put it all together. And Jerry Grace talked about, you know, I want that Jeff Okuda from Ohio State. I want that guy from Ohio State. But you partner him up with an A.J. Terrell, you might have a dynamic combination as defensive backs. You might have one of the better duos. I mean, again, long way to go, and we have to see it. Again, everything is, you know, wait and see, or, you know, as the Ghostbuster said, you know, we're ready to believe you. I'm ready to believe we have a dynamic duo at corner. I'm ready to believe we're a 40-sack team. I'm ready to believe. But again, I have to see it on the field first. I have to be proven that it's not mythology and it's, you know, ghosts in the attic or whatever, you know, that this is going to be a real thing. And I really like A.J. Terrell. I was a little bit hesitant about that pick, not because I didn't like the player per se, but I thought that there were some better corners. I thought Henderson out of Florida was going to be a better corner than what he turned out to be, and he went to Jacksonville and got in purgatory, and he never did anything. So I'll give A.J. Terrell credit. He's been a better pro than I thought he was. And again, that whole narrative about, well, he couldn't defend Jamar Chase. Again, who cares about that in a one-game scenario? Look at the tape overall. But he's been a better pro than I would have given him credit for to be. Now let's see if he can get back to, you know, that form where he was second team all pro. Let's see if him and Jeff Okuda can partner up and be one of the better cornerback tandem duos in the NFL. There's plenty of upside there. And obviously, you know, Terrell having a little bit of a down year last year, he's got probably something to prove. And look, he's about to get paid. You know, Jeff Okuda is going into free agency, and he could get paid or he could not get paid. A.J. Terrell is about to get paid. And if A.J. Terrell can have one more second-team all-pro caliber season, you're probably looking at a $20 million per year corner. You're probably looking at a guy that's going to get $20 million a year. And that's what this team has talked about, being able to sign their own guys, being able to sign their guys at the end of the day. That's what they want to do. That's what they want to do is be able to keep their free agents in place. Well, again, A.J. Terrell is going to cost some bucks, but one more good year, and he's probably going to cash in. And, again, you know, the Falcons, you know, Falcons will have to pay him. I mean, they don't have to pay him, but you're not going to lose an A.J. Terrell in free agency. So we'll see what happens. But I'm high on A.J. Terrell for this coming year. All right, when we come back, it's going to be That's Life. I've got a crazy story that I want to go over that I read in the New York Post earlier today. It's crazy to think about, but it's true life. Chuck Rupp in the Kia Studios. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the Odyssey.com app.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Having control over your healthcare is a relief. Yet so many Americans struggle to find that freedom at a price they can afford. That's why Christians across the country are turning to Redeem HealthShare Ministry. Choose your doctors, your hospitals, your treatments, all while keeping costs low. At Redeem, faith meets real affordability and the freedom to care your way. It's healthcare that lifts your spirit. Join the community today at RedeemHealthShare.org.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Radio 92.9 The Game, back at it. Chuck Rupp Show, live in the Kia Studio 22. You know what time it is.
That's life.
That's life.
That's what all the people say.
404-741-0929. That's our Solomon Brothers number. Oh, sorry. 404-726-0929 is our Solomon Brothers number. At JMCH Twitter, he's at DD Lewis for real on Twitter. How about this crazy story? Day-day. Alicia Navarro, okay? Just a few days before her 15th birthday, ran away from home. This was in 2019. She's been gone this whole time. In fact, her parents found a handwritten note from Navarro saying the next morning quote, I ran away. I will be back. I swear. I'm sorry. Okay? 2019. So, just a couple days ago, she, let's see here, she walked into, let me see, she walked into a police department in a tiny Montana town 40 miles from the Canadian border and identified herself as the teen who was reported missing in September of 2019. Okay? And it says the Glendale Public Safety Communications Manager said during a press conference, Alicia Navarro has been located. By all accounts, she is safe. She is, by all accounts, healthy. And she is, by all accounts, happy. She walked into the police station and told them that you can remove me from the missing child registry. This is crazy. Her mom, Jessica Nunez, called the discovery of her daughter 4 years after her disappearance a miracle in a video that she posted to Facebook. Authorities in Navarro's hometown of Glendale, Arizona, said the teen is not facing any kind of criminal charges. She's not in any kind of legal trouble. Alicia's mother, Jessica Nunez, previously raised concerns that Navarro, who was diagnosed as high-functioning on the autism spectrum, may have been lured away by somebody she met online. But as of right now, there's no evidence to all of that kind of stuff. So her mom said, for everyone who's missing a loved one, I want you to use this case as an example. Miracles do exist. Never lose hope. Always fight. And they said the most important thing is that she is alive. But this is the one of the crazier stories that that I've come across. And again, supposedly she had some autism, but she was very, you know, very intelligent and things like that. Glendale's PD Lieutenant Scott Welty, or Waite, I should say, said, quote, we can only imagine what she's going through mentally, emotionally, as well as her family. And as much as we'd like to say this is the end, this is probably only the beginning of where the investigation will go. So, listen, I'm going to follow this story because I think this is
fascinating. Yeah, because I want to know where she's been.
Yeah.
Because we're talking, what, well, 4 years now,
yes,
right?
Yes. I mean, 4 years ago. And she literally, you know, said she walked into this town in Montana and said, you can take me off the missing
children.
It's
like a movie.
I know. Like, again, this is crazy. And she just walked in on her own, and they said that there wasn't physically anything wrong with her. She didn't look like she had any kind of scars or any physical damage or any emotional abuse. Now, again, who knows where or what she's been. But she ran away from home at 14 years old.
That is crazy.
And there was no signs of foul play or anything like that. Like, there was no signs of, you know, again, that Jessica Smart girl.
Right.
You know, she was kidnapped, you know, from her home.
Yeah.
I mean, so there were signs of foul play, but there was nothing about this. So this girl walks into just a Montana police station, almost at the Canadian border, and says, hey, you can take me off the missing child list.
That is nuts. Like, when we, I mean, obviously we're going to probably learn more about this, but and it's going to be based on, I guess, what she tells them too. Going to probably be able to, you know, go off of what she says. So if she tells the truth about everything, this is going to be interesting to see where, because 4 years, like, how have you been eating? How have you been surviving?
Right.
Like, you know.
Right. And I mean, look, at 14, you have some understanding of things, but you don't know how to gather.
No.
Right. I mean, you don't know how to earn money. And look, I've got a 14.
Right.
Okay. And this girl was the exact same age at that time. I've got a 14-year-old daughter. My daughter can't do anything.
Right.
I mean, again, yeah, she can cook food, but she doesn't know how to drive.
Right. Like, where are you getting your groceries from?
Right. Like, right. Where are you sleeping?
Where are you sleeping? Right.
Right. Like, how are you
clothes,
showering?
Obviously, from 14. I mean, I know women probably, they may not grow as much, but grown.
Right.
Where
absolutely.
Are you getting new clothes
right,
from?
Right. Right. Where, like, how are you bathing?
Yeah.
You know, like, how are you taking care of yourself?
That's crazy.
You know? So, again, it's a crazy story. I'm watch this thing because I'm fascinated now. Now that I saw this story,
oh, this will be a lifetime movie in about.
Oh yeah,
I'd give it another 2 years.
Yeah, yeah. And listen, I really hope that I truly hope that there was no issues or anything like that. I really hope that this girl is found some peace and happiness and whatever.
Yeah.
Whatever happened. I mean, but hopefully this girl finds solitude in her life, you know, moving forward. And, you know, it's just good that she's reunited with her family.
Mm-hmm.
So, anyway, but a crazy story. I just read in the New York Post and I was like, wow, like that is a lifetime movie. That'll be a book for sure.
Oh, yeah. So,
you know what today, what premiered today in 1984 was Purple Rain.
Nice.
The movie. Premiered today. So what is, how?
You said 84?
Yeah, what, for almost 39
almost,
years,
yeah.
Right? 39 years.
Yeah.
Wow. 40. It'll be 40.
Imagine so that means they'll be doing, that means they'll do something big for it next year.
Yeah.
40 year anniversary.
So
they'll do something. They'll probably do a theater, you know, put it back in the theaters or something like that.
Favorite song from the Purple Rain soundtrack?
Probably Darling Nikki.
Okay.
Probably Darling Nikki.
Mine is Take Me With You.
That's a good one. That's a good. You know, I didn't realize it. I watched the movie, but I didn't really pay attention to it. I didn't realize Graffiti Under the Graffiti Bridge technically was a sequel for Purple Rain.
Yes.
Because they're the same characters, and it kind of picks up where, you know, they're still dealing with the clubs and all that. I didn't even put that together and all that. And probably because I was a lot younger at that age, at that time, too.
Well, movie.
I mean,
look, it wasn't like Purple Rain was a masterpiece. Yeah. But Purple Rain was a compelling story.
Yeah, it was good.
I thought it was a good movie. Like for his debut and all that kind of stuff. I mean, it was. I thought it was a good movie.
Yeah, and I say it was just graffiti.
It's just Graffiti Bridge.
Under the Cherry Moon
was
the other movie. But there was also an Under the Cherry Moon movie as well.
Okay. Yeah.
That one was really just. Again,
he wanted to be. Yeah, he should have just stayed with Batman.
Right.
Batman character. So anyway. All right, happy birthday today to A-Rod, not A-Ron, but A-Rod, Alex Rodriguez. It is Dolph Ziggler and Triple H's birthday is today. So tonight's top 10 list.
Where is Dolph?
He's still with the WWE, and he's barely wrestling and stuff. Look, he's made a good living, but he's been poorly booked.
Yeah.
Really booked.
Yeah.
He was a WWE champion at one time.
I know.
He cashed in Money in the Bank, too.
Yeah, he did. Yeah.
Yeah. He was. He's not been booked very well. So tonight's top 10 list, because Triple H, for me, is really on this list.
Mm-hmm.
The top 10 wrestlers you didn't like at first, but really came around to liking.
All right.
Day-Day, the floor is yours.
All right. So on the top of the list, I mean, still, he's definitely one of my top five favorite wrestlers of all time. Bret Hart.
Oh, okay, good.
Bruce the Barber Beefcake. Roddy Piper.
Mm-hmm.
To your point, Triple H. I hated him as Hunter Helmsley. But once he turned into the game, baby, it was over. Arn Anderson. And I think that's the thing about wrestling. They had a way of making heels.
So Arn's on my list because I didn't like Arn and Ole when I was growing up.
Right.
But now I realize Arn's one of the greatest promos in wrestling history.
Ever.
He's magnificent.
Yeah. Jake the Snake.
And by the way, that was one of my favorite. I mean, that was a cool moment when I got a chance to interview Arn Anderson.
Yeah, I bet. I would love to have been there for that. Jake the Snake, Macho Man Randy Savage.
Oh, okay.
I love him.
Macho Man. See, I've always loved Macho Man.
Okay,
like,
yeah.
I loved Macho Man as a heel. You know, even WrestleMania III, wrestling Ricky Steamboat, one of the great matches of all time. I've always loved Macho Man Savage.
Okay,
I did not see him in his youth in Memphis and stuff like that.
Right when he was wrestling with his brother that.
My first exposure was WWF.
Right.
Same.
Kurt Angle.
Oh, okay.
Billy Gunn when he was with Chuck? Him and Chuck. Palumbo when they were the tag team.
Yes.
Oh God, that was horrible.
Yes. Billy and Chuck.
Yeah. Yes. Did you remember the promo when Triple H was in the ring and they were the tag team champs? Triple H was like, "Listen, you and your partner, and the crowd goes, that was hilarious. That was one of the best promos ever.
And that was one of the great scenes when Eric Bischoff was the pastor.
Right, yes.
And Eric has talked about that story. Nobody knew, because he was in makeup, nobody knew that it was Eric Bischoff because they did such a good job of
the makeup and everything.
Of the makeup and everything, that nobody knew it was him until he revealed himself in the ring.
Yep. And number one, you're probably going to be shocked, but I did not like The Rock at first.
You know, I can understand that, because the thing I didn't like about The Rock was he was getting, because I got the other guy on my list as far as he was getting shoved down our throat.
Right.
And honestly, like when The Rock got into the
Nation of Domination.
When he got the Nation, that's when I was like, okay, like this guy's cool.
Right.
Because again, the my honorable mention is Bam Bam Bigelow, by the way.
Oh, wow, okay.
I didn't appreciate how good of a wrestler he was.
Right.
But when you see him now, and you think back about all the stuff he could do from the top rope and everything.
For his
size,
especially, yes.
Super heavyweight size. It's amazing now. But I'll tell you the guy that, and he may even be like number one on my list. I was not a fan of Roman Reigns because he was getting shoved down our throat.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you right now, Roman is, and there have been legitimate talks about whether Roman Reigns should win an Emmy Award for his performance.
Wow.
Roman is fantastic.
Yeah.
Roman is the absolute biggest draw in wrestling right now. Mm-hmm. He is the best of the best. Yep. Brock, Cody, you can name whoever.
Yep.
Roman is the best right now. He's fantastic right now. I had Triple H on my list because I did not like him at first, you know, with the Hunter Hearst. Well, again, you know, when he was one of the Blue Bloods and all that with William Regal and all that.
It was just like blue.
So you had Bret Hart.
Uh-huh.
I had Shawn Michaels.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I didn't like the Rockers.
I was going to say, was it Rockers, Shawn Michaels?
Yeah, I didn't like the Rockers, and then he broke off solo. And I liked, what's her name? I liked Sherry Martel. I love Sherry Martel. I didn't like Shawn Michaels. And I really have grown to appreciate Shawn Michaels just because, again, maybe next to Ric Flair, he's maybe the greatest wrestler in history. I mean, Bret Hart's in that discussion as well, but he's amazing. Ted DiBiase was another guy. Again,
Million Dollar Man.
I didn't like the Million Dollar Man, but I didn't like what he was. But now I realize Ted DiBiase was a master.
Mm-hmm.
And I missed out on his Mid-South stuff with Jim Duggan.
Right.
I would have loved to have seen that.
Yeah, because you know what? In WWE, it seemed like he didn't. I mean, he wrestled, but he didn't wrestle a lot.
No, he didn't. And he's, you know, he's an example of, they talk about the greatest wrestlers to never win the title.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he might be at the top of that list.
Yeah.
So, I had Arn Anderson as well. CM Punk.
Put him on my list.
I like CM Punk right now.
Right.
I love CM Punk right now.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't like that whole straight edge society and, you know, even his Ring of Honor days and stuff like, you know. But, I mean, those matches with Samoa Joe.
Yeah.
And again,
that was a great rivalry.
Yeah, his run now. Like, I really like CM Punk.
Yeah.
Vader.
Big Van Vader, yep.
You know, that's, that 93 match against Flair is phenomenal. It's Starrcade 93.
Yeah.
He was phenomenal. But I didn't like Van Vader. And then the last couple, I had Roddy Piper on my list as well. But now I realize, oh, my God, Roddy Piper.
Yeah.
Roddy Piper may be the greatest of all time.
Yep.
Like, he may be the greatest heel of all time. Randy Orton is another guy that I've really grown to like.
Yeah.
I've really grown to like Randy Orton. And what a good wrestler that he is. And honestly, the number one answer on my list, I probably even more than Roman Reigns, Jim Cornette. And I didn't like Jim Cornette growing up, but I listen to his podcast religiously.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he's one of the best minds ever in the wrestling business.
Yeah.
And again, he calls crap crap. He praises when it's good.
Mm-hmm.
He calls it crap when it's crap. I love Jim Cornette.
Yeah.
All right, hit us up with your list as well. All right, when we get back, could we say Jeff Okuda is going to join the show? So we'll hear what he had to say coming up next. Chuck Randy, Kia Studios, Sports Radio 929 The Game, Odyssey.com app. Sports Radio 92.9 at the game. Back at it, Chuck Reshow, hanging out in the Kia Studios on this Thursday evening with you. 404-726-0929. That is our Solomon Brothers Diamond text line to be a part of the show. Earlier today, so when Dukes and Bell were out at training camp, they had a chance to catch up with Jeff Okuda, and obviously a lot of expectation for him. I mean, you know, we'll see if he can stay healthy and partner up with A.J. Terrell to form a pretty dynamic duo. But the guy started off by asking him about how he was doing this offseason.
Man, it's going real good. I mean, I'm just glad to be here. Fresh opportunity, and just excited to be part of this defense. Excited for what we can do this year.
We always feel like defense has the edge early in practice. You guys are jumping stuff. Like a lot of plays out there.
Yeah. You know, going from OTAs to now, we just talked about setting the bar real high. You know, we look real good on paper, so we just know that it doesn't matter if you go on the field and execute.
I want to take you back to high school, man. It's been a minute. I want to take you back to high school. I'm from Texas originally and played ball there. But, you know, I want the number one athlete coming out like somebody here. But take me back, man, and talk to me about that experience and then your journey to Ohio State.
So I came my first year. So coming from New Jersey to Texas was honestly a culture shock. Mm. And to see how much they value football and how intense it is out there. So
it's intense, isn't it?
High school games look like almost NFL games out there.
You keep talking.
So, you know, I'm real glad for that experience. And then, you know, after I got a taste of that, I just knew that on the next level of college, I wanted to play and part of big games, play those rivalry games against Michigan, Penn State. So going to Ohio State, being able to play in a lot of big games, playing Clemson, playing the best of the best, you know, what more could you ask for as a competitor?
I'm curious, like now with NIL, like what would your NIL have been coming out now?
You know, I always ask myself that. Like, I'm just hearing now. Some of those numbers get so crazy, and I mean, more power to them. At the end of the day, I'm not mad at it. You know, anytime you have a chance to provide for your family, go for it.
Would that have mattered to you back in the day? Because you obviously recruited nationally. Would that have, if one school could have come with a dollar more, would that have helped you make your decision?
Something that I learned at Ohio State that always stuck with me is just you never want to be penny wise and dollar foolish.
Mm.
So you just want to make the best decision for you that maybe not in the short term, but in long term. So I would have probably ultimately picked a school that I felt like would be the best long term fit.
We're talking with Jeff Okuda, guys, Falcons corner. Let's talk about the back half of this defense, man, and what you guys have been doing. You've been working out together, been working during the offseason. Talk to us a little bit about that.
Yeah, I mean, since the day I got here, you know, I've just been it's been real refreshing just to be part of a group like this. Me and AJ already kind of had a little bit of a chemistry before I got here. And then you get guys like Jesse, you get guys like D, Mike Hughes, who I played with last year. And, I mean, I came in honestly not knowing what to expect. But the second I got here, it was just a comfortable fit. And from there on, we just been gelling.
And how excited are you for the second? I mean, like a new chance, new opportunity. Obviously, injuries are part of football. But now you got a chance to, again, really maybe earn a big, big contract if you kick butt this year.
I think anytime new opportunities, they don't come around often. So anytime you have a chance to get a new opportunity, I think you have to put your best foot forward and, you know, embrace the challenges that are in front of you. So I just try to come with that mindset every day, find something to get better. And like I said, just not take the opportunity for granted.
Jeff, talk about your relationship with AJ. You said you guys go back. I mean, how far, how long have you known him?
I've known him since high school. If I'm not mistaken, we're the same recruiting class. So I've seen him. High school, I mean, we didn't really talk in high school from that standpoint, but we were a lot of the same camps, like the opening, five-star challenge camps. And obviously, as he went to Clemson, I went to Ohio State, you know, you keep up with the top DBs. And we had a chance to, my last game was against his team, you know, where we were cheated. And lost.
Obviously, you haven't forgotten. Let it go.
I don't know if I can. We're just cheated, so you know. So we go a long way. But being able to play with him now, you know, I followed his game. I just watching a lot of games on my iPad, seeing him play. I'm excited to partner up with him.
It's Jeff Okuda with us, guys, live on Dukes of Bell for Falcons camp. Coaching staff, how do you like this staff? Our coaching staff is that much different from one team to another?
Yeah. I think that, you know, Coach Gray, I mean, he's coached a lot of, like, the top DBs in the NFL. And his coaching style is, I would say it's really similar to the coach I had in college, Coach Shafley, where he takes, like, a real teacher approach. You won't see him raise his voice too often. And he's just really here to, like, to educate you. You know, he doesn't get too high, doesn't get too low. So I think when you have a coach like that, it's easy for guys to stay even keel, level-headed.
You've always been a leader with your teams, from people I've spoken with. What's your approach coming in here? I mean, obviously, leadership matters in the NFL.
My approach is, you know, I want to lead by example. You know, obviously, I'm coming into a situation where I'm the new guy here. And, you know, the way teams work, you got to play your role. So just coming in, understanding what my role is, doing my job at the highest level. And I want to lead by my play. And obviously, you know, be able to speak up. And when I speak up, I want guys to listen.
You know, Jeff, I don't know how it looks to you as a DB, but for Falcon fans, we look bigger, especially at wide receiver. We got some dudes look like X-Men. I feel like going up against some of these dudes already.
Man, you love it. I know that a saying that we have to say is like, let's go big on big, and let's see who wins. So I think, you know, we have a real way for iron to sharpen iron. You know, you're going to see a lot of six-foot-plus corners out there, six-foot-plus receivers. And when you have that, I mean, you get a heavyweight fight.
I've said before we wrap up that if you're able to come back and play like we know you can, this defense is going to be really talented. And I'm just curious, like, have you put extra pressure on yourself? What's your mindset now coming here and with this new opportunity? Because a lot of people think that, you know, we could have the two best corners in the league.
You know, I just think, you know, from the whole journey, just when I was driving the other day, and I was like, honestly, it's not really about the people who doubted me, but just proving the people that believed in me the whole time, no matter the highs and lows, just proving them right and just giving them something to be proud of. That's something that, you know, I take really, really serious. Don't take it lightly. So when I come out here, I try to block all the noise and just think about those people that have had unwavering support and just proving them right and making them proud.
So, you know, obviously, look, Okuda coming out in the same draft as A.J. Terrell, and they've kind of bonded. And you know, he's talked about that. He and A.J. Terrell both have talked about the idea of, you know, they kind of went through some similar things and just, you know, kind of bonding through that draft process and all that kind of stuff. So I'm really hoping, you know, again, I think he's going to have a good year. You know, if we talk about like breakout candidates and things like that, I think he's a candidate for that. I think he's a real candidate. And look, reality is, do they sign him to a long-term deal if he has a good year? I don't know. You know, if he has a good enough year, he's going to be a hot commodity on the marketplace. Again, we know he's got the talent. You know, he's drafted third overall. You don't get drafted third overall unless you've got a lot of talent behind you. But again, somebody may look at him and say, hey, we can make him our number one corner. Let's pay him a lot of money. And, you know, they could, you know, end up getting priced out of the marketplace, you know, for it. So, or, you know, again, he plays well enough that he wants to stay here and thinks that, you know, we've got something special going on. I got no problem if Okuda plays well enough that he earns a long-term contract and he stays here with the Falcons. So, you know, that would obviously solve a lot of issues just as far as having that number two corner that, you know, we've kind of been searching for the last couple few years here. So I really like what Jeff Okuda brings. I think he's going to be a really good player for this team, and I'm excited to see, you know, what happens. There are some guys, you know, that I'm really excited to just kind of get a feel for what's going to end up happening, you know, for what's going to come of it. You know, again, Okuda's a guy. I want to see Arnold Ebiketie. I mean, again, I'm very eager for the regular season to get here. I'm very eager for the regular season. Again, I know we got to go through the process and go through these weeks and the grind and this and like that, but I'll say it like this. I don't care about the labor pains. Just show me the baby, right? I don't care about how you make the watch. Just tell me what time it is. I mean, that's where I'm at with the Falcons, that I'm excited. I want to see them on the field. I want to see them line up against their regular season opponents, and let's go at it. Good, bad, or otherwise. You know, good, bad, or otherwise. I'll be right here, you know, watching it, and I'll be watching every single game and, you know, breaking it all down. And, you know, you may like some of the things I say. You may not like some of the things I say. I don't really care either way. But, you know, again, I'll tell you what I think the truth is. And, again, if we can get some things figured out, if we can figure out our, you know, sacking the quarterback, and we can figure out some things at quarterback, and if we can figure some of those things out, this could be a very good football team. And you talk to, you know, the guys, and you hear from the guys talking about how things look different, right? Players look different, you know, it's on here. Well, you're not living with just, you know, ham and eggers at the bottom of the barrel that you had to scrape together. Now you've got a cohesive group. Now you've got a group that, you know, has talent to it, and they've been able to spend some money, and they've been able to go out and sign some high-profile guys, and they've been able to put together a pretty good roster to mix in with what I think is some really good players. I mean, both veterans and younger guys. And then, of course, you know, drafting Bijan Robinson, you know, we'll see what all of that that produces at the end of the day. But, you know, you feel pretty confident about where the Falcons are. National media tells you, you know, despite what they say about, you know, the issues and different things like that. And there are legitimate issues. The Falcons are by no means a flawless team. They're not the 49ers. They're not the Eagles. They're not the Chiefs. They're not the Buffalo Bills. They're not the Cincinnati Bengals. They're none of those teams. But let's see if we can get ourselves into the playoff hunt, get ourselves into the playoffs, turn this record around, you know, and find our way in. And then, you know, eventually, again, we'll kind of let the chips fall where they do. But, you know, if you're 9-10 wins at least, let's see what happens, you know, with all of it. So I don't know that they are a 12-13 win type of team, but I certainly think they can be 10 or 11 types of win, you know, or for that kind of record, you know, winning record. But we'll see. But I really like Jeff Okudah. I think he's going to be a really good addition to this team. And again, I think the combination, you know, talking Jerry Gray talking about, you know, hey, I want that Jeff Okudah from Ohio State. I want the guy who was at Ohio State, not necessarily the guy that was in Detroit. I want that guy. And I think Jerry Gray is going to be one of those guys that can truly pull it out of him. So we'll see what happens at the end of the day. I mean, again, he may flop and be hurt and things don't work themselves out. And, you know, that's kind of his storyline. But I'm excited for what he can bring potentially to this team. And we certainly has the talent. Now let's see if he can stay healthy and put everything together for it. So, all right, when we get back from the top of the hour, we will hear from Grady Jarrett, the stalwart of the Falcons defense, maybe of the roster as well. Oh, I thought it was an interview. All right, well, we'll get to something else. I don't know what the hell we're going to do. So, all right, sports right after the game, Odyssey.com now.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them, and you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
When was the last time you thanked God for your health care? At Redeem Healthshare Ministry, it's not just about paying medical bills. It's about honoring Christ and relieving the burden of rising medical costs. From routine checkups to life surprises, Redeem offers affordable, flexible programs supported by a caring Christian community. Say amen to health care that fits your faith and your budget. See how it works at RedeemHealthshare.org.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Sports Radio 92.9, The Game, back at it, Chuckery Show, hanging out in the Kia Studios on this Thursday evening with you. 404-726-0929. That is our Solomon Brothers Diamond text line to be a part of the show. Earlier today, so when Dukes and Bell were out at training camp, they had a chance to catch up with Jeff Okuda, and obviously a lot of expectation for him. I mean, you know, we'll see if he can stay healthy and partner up with A.J. Terrell to form a pretty dynamic duo. But the guy started off by asking him about how he was doing this offseason.
Man, it's going real good. I mean, I'm just glad to be here. Fresh opportunity, and just excited to be part of this defense. Excited for what we can do this year.
We always feel like defense has the edge early in practice. You guys are jumping stuff. Like a lot of plays out there.
Yeah, yeah. You know, going from OTAs to now, we just talked about setting the bar real high. You know, we look real good on paper, so we just know that it doesn't matter if you go on the field and execute.
I want to take you back to high school, man. It's been a minute. I want to take you back to high school. I'm from Texas originally, and played ball there. But, you know, I wasn't the number one athlete coming out like somebody here. But take me back, man, and talk to me about that experience and then your journey to Ohio State.
So I came my first year. So coming from New Jersey to Texas was honestly a culture shock. Mm. And to see how much they value football and how intense it is out there. So,
it's intense, isn't it?
High school games look like almost NFL games out there.
You keep talking.
So, you know, I'm real glad for that experience. And then, you know, after I got a taste of that, I just knew that on the next level of college, I wanted to play and part of big games, play those rivalry games against Michigan, Penn State. So going to Ohio State, being able to play in a lot of big games, playing Clemson, playing the best of the best, you know, what more could you ask for as a competitor?
I'm curious, like, now with NIL, like, what would your NIL have been coming out now?
You know, I always ask myself that. Like, I'm just hearing now. Some of those numbers get so crazy, and I mean, more power to them. At the end of the day, I'm not mad at it. You know, anytime you have a chance to provide for your family, to go for it.
Would that have mattered to you back in the day? Because you obviously recruited nationally. Would that have, if one school could have come with a dollar more, would that have meant you made your decision?
Something that I learned at Ohio State and always stuck with me is just you never want to be penny wise and dollar foolish.
Mm.
So you just want to make the best decision for you, that maybe not in the short term, but in long term. So I would have probably ultimately picked a school that I felt like would be the best long term fit.
We're talking with Jeff Okuda, guys, Falcons corner. Let's talk about the back half of this defense, man, and what you guys have been doing. You've been working out together, been working during the offseason. Talk to us a little bit about that.
Yeah, I mean, since the day I got here, you know, I've just been. It's been real refreshing just to be part of a group like this. Me and AJ already kind of had a little bit of a chemistry before I got here. And then you get guys like Jesse, you get guys like D, Mike Hughes, who I played with last year. And, I mean, I came in honestly not knowing what to expect. But the second I got here, it was just a comfortable fit. And from there on, we just been gelling.
And how excited are you for the second, I mean, like a new chance, new opportunity? Obviously, injuries are part of football, but now you got a chance to, again, really maybe earn a big, big contract if you kick butt this year.
I think anytime new opportunities, they don't come around often. So anytime you have a chance to get a new opportunity, I think you have to put your best foot forward and, you know, embrace the challenges that are in front of you. So I just try to come with that mindset every day, find something to get better. And like I said, just not take the opportunity for granted.
Jeff, talk about your relationship with AJ. You said you guys go back. I mean, how far, how long have you known him?
I know him since high school. If I'm not mistaken, we're the same recruiting class. So I've seen him. High school, I mean, we didn't really talk in high school from that standpoint, but we were a lot of the same camps, like the opening, five-star challenge camps. And obviously, as he went to Clemson, I went to Ohio State, you know, you keep up with the top DBs. And we had a chance to – my last game was against his team, you know, where we were cheated and lost.
Obviously, you haven't forgotten. No. Let it go.
I don't know if I can. We were just cheated. So, you know, so we go a long way. But being able to play with him now, you know, I followed his game. I was watching a lot of games on my iPad, seeing him play. I'm excited to partner up with him.
It's Jeff Okuda with this guy's live on Dukes of Bell for Falcons camp. Coaching staff, how do you like this staff? Are coaching staffs that much different from one team to another?
Yeah. I think that, you know, Coach Gray, I mean, he's coached a lot of, like, the top DBs in the NFL. And his coaching style is, I would say it's really similar to the coach I had in college, Coach Halfley, where he takes, like, a real teacher approach. You won't see him raise his voice too often. And he's just really here to, like, to educate you. You know, he doesn't get too high, doesn't get too low. So I think when you have a coach like that, it's easy for guys to stay even keel, level-headed.
You've always been a leader with your teams, from people I've spoken with. What's your approach coming in here? I mean, obviously, leadership matters in the NFL.
My approach is, you know, I want to lead by example. You know, obviously, I'm coming into a situation where I'm the new guy here. And, you know, the way teams work, you got to play your role. So just coming in, understanding what my role is, doing my job at the highest level, and I want to lead by my play. And obviously, you know, be able to speak up, and when I speak up, I want guys to listen.
You know, Jeff, I don't know how it looks to you as a DB, but for Falcon fans, we look bigger, especially at wide receiver. We got some dudes look like X-Men. I feel like going up against some of these dudes already.
Man, you love it. I know that a saying that we have to say is like, let's go big on big, and let's see who wins. So I think, you know, we have a real way for iron to sharpen iron. You know, you're going to see a lot of 6 foot plus corners out there, 6 foot plus receivers. And when you have that, I mean, you get a heavyweight fight.
I've said before we wrap up that if you're able to come back and play like we know you can, this defense is going to be really talented. And I'm just curious, like, have you put extra pressure on yourself? What's your mindset now coming here and with this new opportunity? Because a lot of people think that, you know, we could have the two best corners in the league.
You know, I just think, you know, from the whole journey, just when I was driving the other day, and I was like, honestly, it's not really about the people who've doubted me, but just proving the people that believed in me the whole time, no matter through the highs and lows, just proving them right and just giving them something to be proud of. That's something that, you know, I take really, really seriously. Don't take it lightly. So when I come out here, I try to block all the noise and just think about those people that have had unwavering support and just proving them right and making them proud.
So, you know, obviously, look, Okuda coming out in the same draft as A.J. Terrell, and they've kind of bonded, and you know, he's talked about that. He and A.J. Terrell both have talked about the idea of, you know, they kind of went through some similar things and just, you know, kind of bonding through that draft process and all that kind of stuff. So I'm really hoping, you know, again, I think he's going to have a good year. You know, if we talk about like breakout candidates and things like that, I think he's a candidate for that. I think he's a real candidate. And look, reality is, do they sign him to a long-term deal if he has a good year? I don't know. You know, if he has a good enough year, he's going to be a hot commodity on the marketplace. Again, we know he's got the talent. You know, he's drafted third overall. You don't get drafted third overall unless you've got a lot of talent behind you. But again, somebody may look at him and say, hey, we can make him our number one corner. Let's pay him a lot of money. And, you know, they could, you know, end up getting priced out of the marketplace, you know, for it. So, or, you know, again, he plays well enough that he wants to stay here and thinks that, you know, we've got something special going on. I got no problem if Okuda plays well enough that he earns a long-term contract and he stays here with the Falcons. So, you know, that would obviously solve a lot of issues just as far as having that number two corner that, you know, we've kind of been searching for the last couple few years here. So I really like what Jeff Okuda brings. I think he's going to be a really good player for this team, and I'm excited to see, you know, what happens. There are some guys, you know, that I'm really excited to just kind of get a feel for what's going to end up happening, you know, for what's going to come of it. You know, again, Okuda's a guy. I want to see Arnold Ebiketie. I mean, again, I'm very eager for the regular season to get here. I'm very eager for the regular season. Again, I know we got to go through the process and go through these weeks and the grind and this and like that, but I'll say it like this. I don't care about the labor pains. Just show me the baby, right? I don't care about how you make the watch. Just tell me what time it is. I mean, that's where I'm at with the Falcons, that I'm excited. I want to see them on the field. I want to see them line up against their regular season opponents, and let's go at it. Good, bad, or otherwise. You know, good, bad, or otherwise. I'll be right here, you know, watching it, and I'll be watching every single game and, you know, breaking it all down. And, you know, you may like some of the things I say. You may not like some of the things I say. I don't really care either way. But, you know, again, I'll tell you what I think the truth is. And, again, if we can get some things figured out, we can figure out our, you know, sacking the quarterback, and we can figure out some things at quarterback, and if we can figure some of those things out, this could be a very good football team. And you talk to, you know, the guys, and you hear from the guys talking about how things look different, right? Players look different, you know, it's on here. Well, you're not living with just, you know, ham and eggers at the bottom of the barrel that you had to scrape together. Now you've got a cohesive group. Now you've got a group that, you know, has talent to it, and they've been able to spend some money, and they've been able to go out and sign some high-profile guys, and they've been able to put together a pretty good roster to mix in with what I think is some really good players. I mean, both veterans and younger guys. And then, of course, you know, drafting Bijan Robinson, you know, we'll see what all of that that produces at the end of the day. But, you know, you feel pretty confident about where the Falcons are. National media tells you, you know, despite what they say about, you know, the issues and different things like that. And there are legitimate issues. The Falcons are by no means a flawless team. They're not the 49ers. They're not the Eagles. They're not the Chiefs. They're not the Buffalo Bills. They're not the Cincinnati Bengals. They're none of those teams. But let's see if we can get ourselves into the playoff hunt, get ourselves into the playoffs, turn this record around, you know, and find our way in. And then, you know, eventually, again, we'll kind of let the chips fall where they do. But, you know, if you're 9-10 wins at least, let's see what happens, you know, with all of it. So I don't know that they are a 12-13 win type of team, but I certainly think they can be 10 or 11 types of win, you know, or for that kind of record, you know, winning record. But we'll see. But I really like Jeff Okuda. I think he's going to be a really good addition to this team. And again, I think the combination, you know, talking Jerry Gray talking about, you know, hey, I want that Jeff Okuda from Ohio State. I want the guy who was at Ohio State, not necessarily the guy that was in Detroit. I want that guy. And I think Jerry Gray is going to be one of those guys that can truly pull it out of him. So we'll see what happens at the end of the day. I mean, again, he may flop and be hurt and things don't work themselves out. And, you know, that's kind of his storyline. But I'm excited for what he can bring potentially to this team. And he certainly, we know he certainly has the talent. Now let's see if he can stay healthy and put everything together for it. So, all right, when we get back from the top of the hour, we will hear from Grady Jarrett, the stalwart of the Falcons defense, maybe of the roster as well. Oh, I thought it was an interview. All right, well, we'll get to something else. I don't know what the hell we're going to do. So, all right, sports right after the game on us.com now.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
When was the last time you thanked God for your healthcare? At Redeem HealthShare Ministry, it's not just about paying medical bills. It's about honoring Christ and relieving the burden of rising medical costs. From routine checkups to life surprises, Redeem offers affordable, flexible programs supported by a caring Christian community. Say amen to healthcare that fits your faith and your budget. See how it works at RedeemHealthShare.org.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.